The Victorian Country Hour with Warwick Long on ABC Radio Victoria.
As the weather heats up, it could be make or break time for farmers still waiting for their sheep to be shorn as fly strike season kicks into gear. That's according to Shearing Contractors Association of Australia's Jason Letchford, who says the shortage of shearers this year, exacerbated by unvaccinated workers, is really hurting the industry. He's speaking here with Eden Henninen.
4 weeks behind would be a number that I don't think would be under or overstating it too much. You know, it depends on pockets and depends on your shearing contractor, how they're going, but it's certainly the delays are there. And as I was saying, 4 weeks, it can be make and break for people. Like if the flies are, onset now, and then you've got to wait 4 weeks before you're actually going to have the shearing team there. Or you might be actually in a different cycle where you need to have those sheep crutch. You might have shorn earlier in the year in the autumn, which is the other busy time of the year, and you're looking to have those sheep crutched. And 4 weeks means that, you're going to be trying to deal with that problem yourself. There is chemical that they can put on them to help, mitigate the problem. But it's expensive and it's stressful for everyone involved. So, that waiting a month is less than ideal.
This week, the weather's already heating up. So really, these issues could be coming quite quickly.
Absolutely. And once it starts, it really, it's like pulling the elastic band back, and we're all sort of a little bit complacent at the moment. But, once that elastic band is released, so to speak, and that hot weather's here, and you only need the wind in the northern quarter for Victoria to bring those hot dry winds and more flies to the situation, it goes from zero to a very dangerous situation for the animals and the farmers, very quickly. And the other part that I should mention is, the issue we've got around authorised workers, which is all agricultural workers, including shearers and shed staff. If they're not vaccinated, they shouldn't be working. So, that's another problem.
All shearers now need to be double vaccinated to continue working, as you just mentioned. I interviewed a number of shearers a few months ago who said they wouldn't get the vaccine. Are there many that you know of that are still refusing?
Yeah, there's more than a handful. I was speaking to shearing contractors around the state of Victoria. I sort of could tally up, a number just short of 40. So, even if we sort of double that number, the ones we're not aware of, that's sort of 70 or 80. It still fits in line with, if there's 700 shearers in the country, it still fits around that sort of 10% of the working population not getting vaccinated, which is a number that's far too high. But it's making that impact. Like I said, if you're losing another 10% capacity when you're already short, it's really just adding to those woes of dragging the process out.
Just to give people an idea on, losing 10% of the workforce, how many sheep is that during, shearing season?
A good shear is shearing about 1,000 sheep a week, so 200 a day. Some are shearing 1,500 a week. But if we work on the number of 1,000 sheep a week per worker, and we lose, say, 50 workers due to the not being vaccinated, that's 50,000 sheep a week. It's significant. It adds up.
There's been reports that some shearers are still choosing to work despite the new laws. Are you hearing this?
I'm certainly hearing that. Unfortunately, I wish I wasn't, but I am, and that's really concerning at all levels because, without talking about the social responsibility of, getting vaccinated, and that's the area for other people to comment on. But it's a real concern from being a farmer or being a shearing contractor. The fines are significant. The fines for someone who's engaging a worker as an ABN holder, the fine, it's 20-odd thousand, but it could be 24,000, but it's certainly over 20,000. And to be an incorporated business, so in other words, you're a proprietary limited business, the fine's 109,000. So anyone breaching that, I've heard people are misconstruing the idea to think that if they engage that worker as a subcontractor, in other words, ask them to work on an ABN number, then they're off the hook. That's not the case. The Health Act is really clear on the person engaging that worker is responsible for that. So, if they're out there and they're listening and they're thinking they can get around it, it's a really dangerous situation. And you'll never make that money back, in many years of operating your business. So I hope the practice is ceasing.
That is Jason Letchford from the Shearing Contractors Association of Australia speaking there to Eden Henninen. So I did ask the Victorian Agriculture Minister, Mary-Ann Thomas, when I was speaking to her yesterday about these concerns. I wanted to ask her if it was a tough situation that animal welfare is being affected by vaccine hesitancy. Here's what she had to say.
Well, my message really to shearers is that the best and most important thing they can do is go and talk to their GP about the vaccine. If you don't have one, just to make an appointment to go and meet with someone. And if you, you know, if you want to make a couple of appointments, do that. But it is really important that our shearing workforce is vaccinated. Obviously, shearers travel around. They also work in close quarters with one another. It really is the best thing that shearers can do for their own health and well-being, for their family and for their colleagues.
Is it concerning that animal welfare could be put at risk through something like vaccine hesitancy?
Well, again, if we talk about vaccine hesitancy, we need to front into that issue. Talk to a doctor, talk to a pharmacist. It's so easy to get a vaccine now by walking into a pharmacy. Unpack your fears, talk about them. That would be my message to shearers, with someone who is qualified to answer those questions. Don't get your research or your information from the internet. Get it from a medical practitioner.
They're the strong words from Victoria's Agriculture Minister, Mary-Anne Thomas, for those to get vaccinated in the shearing industry there. Alan's called from the Wimmera on 1300 977 222. Alan, welcome to the Country Air. Have you struggled to get shearers?
Yeah, absolutely. Shearing now, we're 2 months behind, and our shearing contractor who took us on at the start of the year and said he'd do all our shearing gave him about 3 days' notice 2 months ago that he couldn't do the shearing, and he wanted us to crunch the sheep and carry him through because we're 6 months shearing. And luckily, I've got some local guys who stuck their hand up, but it's 2 months late. So we've got grass edge issues, we've had a lot of fly strike, had to crunch a lot of sheep, but at least we're getting them shorn now. But it is a major, major issue.
My God, that must be so frustrating from your perspective.
Oh, so we're harvesting. I'm sitting on a header now. Got my daughter running the shearing. We've got hay going on as well. Well, the shearing should have been done and dusted. And the animal welfare issue is absolutely critical. Even though we're 6 months shearing, breeding these sheep on the table, so we've got some on early there, 9 months, wool, and they're over 100, maybe about 100 mils probably. No way, no, we can go back to 12-month shearing with the trial style of sheep we breed.
And Alan, just the phone line's a bit dodgy, so my apologies, but I did want to ask you, I'm glad you highlighted the animal welfare concerns, and that's obviously what the industry's been highlighting as well, but when you're 2 months late and there's grass seed issues and stuff as well, does that cost you a lot of money?
Oh, absolutely. Well, not only that, but it makes the job not, like the shearing job's harder. It's harder for the shearers, it's harder for the shed staff. We're going to get a discount with VM. It's harder on the stock. It's just a lose-lose all the time. But thankfully, we're getting them shorn now. Otherwise, it would be, you know, it'd be devastating if we had to try and get them over the summer with, you know, full wool would be terrible.
Well, thank you very much for your call, and good luck with the rest of it, I suppose, is all I can say.
And it is a serious issue facing dedicated wool growers. It is almost an impediment to be a wool grower going here trying to get furious. It's to that point that it's just a constant head spin, and everybody's in the same boat. The local shearers are shearing 7 days a week to try and get shearing done.
Wow, and that can't be good for their health either.
Oh, absolutely not. An aging workforce, so I've got shearers in the shed. Three of them would be over 50. Two would be probably over 60. And they're shearing Saturdays and Sundays on weekends to catch up on jobs for other people as well. It's not sustainable. We need young people. We need people in the industry. People will stop running sheep because of this issue.
Alan, thank you so much for your call. The line is a bit dodgy. Otherwise, I'd love to keep talking to you about this. But we can hear your passion. We can hear your frustration. Thanks for your call, Alan, in the Wimmera there. Julie's called from the Mallee. Julie, welcome.
How are you going?
I'm good. What did you want to say?
Well, I've just been listening to the story, and I'm just wondering, they're saying that 700 shearers are unvaccinated. I'd like to know where they got that number from.
Yeah, it's from the Contractors Association. You'd think they'd know, wouldn't you?
Well, I don't know. Like, do people ring up and tell them? Like, honestly, I've spoken to lots of different contractors who are in the same boat as us, and the shearers just aren't there. And, yes, at the very start, you know, everyone was running around trying to decide whether they're going to get vaccinated or not. But, you know, in the end, they've all had to. Otherwise, they're not going to have a job. So, at the start, it was dodgy. You know, some people didn't want to. But, you know, with the way these restrictions have been and not being able to go to the pub or hang out with your mates, like, you know, they've all ended up having to do that and get vaccinated. So And I spoke to other contractors who can confirm that. So I'm not really sure where they're pulling their numbers from.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for raising that point. Can I ask you, as a contractor, how busy are you at the moment?
Oh, flat out. And behind like everyone else.
Yeah. And does that mean it's difficult then to manage a team, everybody getting sort of tired and or working too much or trying to be in three places at once?
Oh, of course. And, you know, and some farmers, you know, say, oh, can they come on a Saturday, on a Sunday? But, hey, these guys have got to have a rest at some time or another. And it's just getting, you know, really difficult. And, you know, people are saying, oh, but, you know, the guys from New South Wales can come down. Well, they're behind as well. Everyone who's a shearer at this time of the year is already shearing.
Yeah, well, thank you very much for highlighting that. I love that we've had a farmer perspective and a contractor perspective on the talk back straight away. So we appreciate your call.
No worries. Thank you.
Julia, contractor there in the Mallee, taking us through her concerns at the moment, especially looking at the figures too of just trying to find shearers and whether there are unvaccinated shearers out there or not. We did hear from some earlier this year on the Country Hour. Probably wasn't clear enough on the numbers around this. Jason Letchford from the Shearers Contractors Association was saying around 10% of the 700 shearers are unvaccinated. So that would be 70, not 700. So if that wasn't clear, I really want to clear that up for you.
You're with Warwick Long for the Victorian Country Hour on ABC Radio Victoria.